Idioms. Part 1. Idioms in Situations. Lesson 1. Business and Money.
Exercise 1. Listen.
A business runs at a profit. A business runs at a loss.
Interes przynosi zyski, straty.
A business makes money. A business loses money.
The beginnings of our family shop were quite difficult and we ran at a loss. But as we are getting more and more customers now, we are beginning to run at a profit. Finances are in good shape. Finances are in bad shape.
Finanse są w dobrej, złej kondycji.
To have a lot of money, to have not enough money.
I'm afraid this company will go bankrupt as its finances are in very bad shape. A falling market.
Podupadający rynek.
A market which is moving in a downward direction.
It is a falling market now with no perspectives and I wouldn't invest in it. To put money into business.
Inwestować pieniądze w interes.
To invest in a business.
You will have to find another partner because I'm not going to put any more money into this business. To close a deal, to close a bargain.
Sfinalizować interes.
To complete a deal successfully.
After long negotiations, we were finally ready to establish all the details and close the deal. Sharp practices.
Nie całkiem uczciwe, jednak legalne praktyki.
Behavior which is dishonest but not illegal.
When it comes to business, he doesn't have any scruples and uses illegal methods. He's known for his sharp practices. A sleeping partner.
Cichy wspólnik.
Someone who invests money in a business but does not help to manage it.
Jack invests some money in the family business, but he's not actively involved in running it. He's just a sleeping partner. A takeover.
Przejęcie, na przykład firmy.
The change of ownership or control of a company.
Our little firm was too weak to survive on the market, and so we couldn't avoid a takeover by a bigger company. To go bankrupt. To be bankrupt.
Zbankrutować.
To admit that you have no money and cannot pay your debts.
2 years ago, their little company went bankrupt as it wasn't able to pay its debts. To make money.
Zarabiać pieniądze.
To earn money.
He became a rich man after he made a lot of money in property speculation. To be in the money.
Być przy pieniądzach, nagle.
Suddenly have a lot of money.
When Peter found that old painting in his attic, and it turned out to be very valuable, he knew he was in the money. To be a wage earner. To be a salary earner.
Mieć pensję tygodniową, miesięczną.
To have a job and be paid weekly, monthly.
In our family, my husband is the only wage earner. We all wait for the money he brings at the end of the week. To make a living.
Zarabiać na życie.
To earn money.
Nobody knew how Sue made a living, and it was quite a surprise when she said she worked as a writer. To be well off.
Być dobrze sytuowanym.
To be rich.
You have to be well off to afford holidays in exotic places. Such luxuries cost a lot. To tighten one's belt.
Zacisnąć pasa.
To spend less money in the time of financial difficulty.
Susan lost her job, so she had to tighten her belt and cut down on unnecessary things.
Exercise 2. Listen and repeat.
Our shop ran at a loss at first, but now it runs at a profit. Our finances are in a very bad shape. I wouldn't invest in a falling market. I'm going to put some money into this business. After long negotiations, we closed the deal. Our manager is known for his sharp practices. Jack is just a sleeping partner in this company. We couldn't avoid a takeover by a bigger company. The company went bankrupt as it didn't pay off its debts. He made a lot of money in property speculations. Unexpectedly, Peter was in the money. In our family, my husband is the only wage earner. Susan made her living as a writer. You have to be well off to afford holidays in exotic places. Susan tightened her belt and cut down on unnecessary things.
Exercise 3. Listen.
When Joe and Susan got married, they were very poor. Joe was the only wage earner in the family, and they had to think how they would make a living. They decided to start their own business, but it wasn't easy to find someone who would like to put money into it. Thus, they planned to tighten the belt and save some money to open a greengrocer's. Susan's father warned them that it was a falling market in their area, as there were already 4 greengrocers in the neighborhood. But they wanted to take a chance. After some time, when their business started to run at a profit, Sue's father wanted to participate, and he became a sleeping partner. Later, Joe's brother wanted to join them, and they were just about to close the deal when Sue found out that he was known for his sharp practices, and the plan didn't work out. Sue and Joe were doing fine, and they made a lot of money. But after 2 years, things got worse. There was a terrible drought in the country, and the prices of vegetables and fruit rose drastically. They knew they were going bankrupt. Their finances were in a really bad shape, and a takeover by a bigger company was just a matter of time.
Exercise 4. Paraphrase the sentences using the idiomatic expressions. John was the only one who brought the money at the end of the week.
John was the only wage earner.
They thought about how to earn money.
They thought about how to make a living.
They wanted someone to invest in the business.
They wanted someone to put money in the business.
They decided to spend less money.
They decided to tighten the belt.
A greengrocer's was a business with no perspectives.
A greengrocer's was a falling market.
The business started to bring money.
The business started to run at a profit.
Sue's father didn't join the business, but he invested some money into it.
Sue's father became a sleeping partner.
They nearly completed the deal with Joe's brother.
They nearly closed the deal with him.
Joe's brother was known for dishonest actions.
He was known for his sharp practices.
Sue and Joe earned a lot of money.
Sue and Joe made a lot of money.
They had no money and couldn't pay the debts.
They went bankrupt.
They didn't have enough money.
Their finances were in a bad shape.
They couldn't avoid the change of ownership of the company.
They couldn't avoid a takeover.